Thanks again to Dad's. Open today in St. Petersburg. Brought by a bunch of food, chips, monkey bread, burgers, sandwiches. They have brought the comfort food of South Tampa to St. Petersburg. Thank you very much to Dats. Appreciate that.
They haven't been open? I thought they'd been open.
They had a soft opening over the weekend.
Oh, those are the best.
Soft openings are cool because usually they're not for everyone. You got to kind of know somebody and they let you in and it's free, but you know, they let you know, hey, we're not at full speed yet. We're just kind of trying things out. Then you get the rock hard opening, which is even better than the soft opening.
That's the one I like.
Really delivers. 727-579-1025. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. Who are you, ma'am?
I'm Maley.
Maley, Drew Garabo, Seth Kushner, John Senning, Mike Rotunda. What you been up to?
Do you remember me?
Of course I do. Absolutely. That's why I said what you been up to.
I have a statement to make about the castration.
Statement. All right. Very good.
My sister and I figured this out years ago. We think people who are abusing children sexually should be put on a block of ice about 2 feet tall. A cord should be wrapped around their man part thing. And it should be tightened a half an inch every hour until it's gone.
Oh man, that could just be a Friday night for us, you know.
I was say, why just reserve that for those people? Wow, you and your sister have done some serious thinking about that, huh?
We did, and that's what we think they deserve. Have it castrated with a tight rope, let them hurt the whole time, not just a pill that takes it away.
Well, you've hung a sex swing or two in your day, haven't you?
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Okay,
but we just feel that way when little kids are abused.
Yeah.
That's the way we felt.
I get that. I feel that same kind of need to protect little kids as well, and I appreciate that very much. I'm sure you feel the same way about spanking, right? Those who would take their hands and put them violently on little kids, they deserve to be castrated as well, right?
No.
What's the difference?
Absolutely not. There's a lot of difference.
Well, you're taking your hands and you're abusing a child. I mean, it's abusing
no,
a child
no,
either
no.
way. Oh, certainly
you're
it is, Maylee.
You're not abusing a child when they know that if they misbehave in certain ways, you spank them. That's not abusing.
Oh,
beating
no, it is.
Them,
oh, no, it is abuse. No, ma'am. Beating and spanking,
but
that's the same
in
thing.
Switzerland, the no. northern people, the whatever Switzerland, I can't think right now. They're the ones that started this no spanking thing.
No, human beings.
Ago.
No. Human beings who can relate to their kids and don't want to beat them, they're the ones who started this spanking thing. You see the antiquated, outdated mentality that you possess where it's okay to put your hands on your kids. You're just excusing beating them. When you have a dispute with an adult, you can't put your hands on that adult to show them that you don't like what they did. So why then would you feel like it's okay to put your hands on the life that you created that looks up to you?
Because the adult had their opportunities years ago to have their butt beat, and they grow up and they know not to offend people and do ugly things or commit a crime.
So you think that people who are spanked all grow up never to do bad things? They all learn their lesson from spanking? No, they turn into you. People who spank kids. Spankers, people who are spanked, turn into spankers, and you continue the cycle of violence. It's lazy parenting.
Are you Drew? Is that who I'm talking to?
Wow.
No, hang on. You're going to be with him next. I'm Ricky, the phone screener.
Oh, let me talk to Drew.
All right. Okay. What was your?
He knows. Well, the thing is, he already knows this. You have two choices, whoever you are.
Yeah, I'm just Ricky, the phone screener. I just need to get your information
Ricky.
To put you on with Drew. So,
okay,
can,
Ricky.
Can
let
you
me
spell
tell
your name? Can you just spell your name for me?
M-A-Y-L-E-E, Maylee.
Haley, like H-A-Y-L-E-E?
No, M, M-A-Y-L-E-E.
Okay, and you want to talk to
Miss... I don't think you remember me.
Talk to Mr. Garabo about you don't think spanking is okay, you think that spanking is bad.
No, I think spanking's fine.
Then why'd you just say it was okay? I mean, it was no good.
No, I said spanking was good, Ricky.
No, maybe
you should spank them.
I'm pretty sure I heard you say that spanking is bad. So you want to tell Mr. Garabo that he shouldn't spank his kids?
No, I will not tell him that. Okay. I have every reason to know. Spoil the rod, you spoil. Save the rod, spoil the child.
Save the whales.
I do believe.
So, okay, hold on. Okay,
the rod.
So,
the rod.
You like the rod?
The rod. Yeah. Spank the rod, not the child.
No. Listen.
What?
You don't know my accent. It's from North Carolina.
Oh.
I'm sorry that you're not understanding, but I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Drew.
Swallow the rod, spoil the child.
Not swallow.
Oh.
Listen,
what?
You have two choices.
Okay.
You can either agree with me,
right,
or you can be wrong. So make your choice.
Oh, let's see. That's a tough one. Agree with you or be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't. And you don't think spanking is okay. So I'm going to go ahead and.
No, Ricky, you're getting it all wrong. I think spanking is good for children.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold, and Mr. Grob is going to be right with you. And you think spanking is good for children?
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on 1 second. Mr. Grob is going to be right with you.
Okay.
Hello. Is it Bailey?
Maylie.
I got to get a new phone screener. Ricky sucks. It says here that you are anti-spanking and that
baby.
No?
He had that all wrong. Ricky doesn't listen well.
Stupid
he
Ricky.
Had that wrong.
You're fired, Ricky.
I told him I do believe in spanking.
Okay.
He tried to convince me that it was bad and that people shouldn't spank.
Well, he's right.
No, he is not right.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, no.
Drew,
what?
Do you remember I called in a long time ago and you told me if I ever called back, I would tell them I was who I was and they wouldn't make me wait and you'd talk to me forever. Do you remember that? It
sounds like something I would say in a weaker
about
moment.
About the dartboard that I threw a dart and it landed in Lakeland, Florida is how I got here.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Sure, yeah, Maylie, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've had some personnel changes, you know?
Yeah, you know, we got a new phone screener, Ricky. He seems to be all hell shot out. I don't know what's wrong with this guy.
Well, he was talking to me, and he got so confused he didn't know what he was doing.
You wear granny panties, Maylie?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're back. There's a new trend. They say that granny panties are making a return. No more of them T-backs, no more of them Brazilian cuts.
I don't know if that's true.
You think it's true, Maylie? You think granny panties are the new sexy underwear trend? Do you feel sexy when you wear them?
Ever since I had my daughter, I was thin and beautiful and pretty. And when I had my daughter, I gained 10 pounds a year until I got to way too high.
Uh-oh.
So I didn't wear the brand. I didn't wear the thongs and all that stuff when I got heavy, but prior to that I sure did lacy pretty ones, but now I don't know, I guess I've been in granny panties for a long time.
Oh, that's sexy. So you think granny panties perfectly acceptable?
Yeah.
If you were gonna buy a pair of panties for a 25-year-old, what kind of panties would you get for her? What a question.
Never granny panties.
Nice little tea bag.
And I'll tell you a story about that.
Well, I got to go.
No.
Sorry. We're up against it.
No more stories.
No more stories.
I thought I could have listened to her for a while.
Yeah, so could Maylie. Connor, what's up?
Sorry, I got so caught up in that. I almost forgot I was on hold.
Hello, Ricky.
I love the Ricky bit. I was just going to thank everybody for an awesome prom, man.
Oh, this macho man.
Macho man. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Macho man. Yeah.
The champ.
Oh, yeah. Too hot to handle. Too cold to hold.
I love this guy. Dude, I had such a great time meeting you at the prom, man. You're a cool guy.
Oh, man, it was an honor and privilege. My friend was actually the one that got your autograph on her arm, too.
Oh, yeah, I did sign an arm. That's right.
Yeah,
that
was weird.
You and Seth, I think.
Yeah, that was odd.
Yeah, that was really, really weird thing to do.
She looked like she wasn't into it. It looked like you were having us do that to her.
Yeah. Right.
Autograph cup.
No, quite the opposite. She had got a little inebriated and... She's really only heard you guys via my Snapchat. Like
you can tell.
I was telling Drew, I got all the pretty much all your raps. I feel like from 2011-12ish on.
This guy's got a bunch of my raps.
Wow.
He sent a bunch of them on me on Facebook today.
Did you get lucky on prom night, Connor?
I did not. It was she's actually one of my best friend's girlfriend, but. Oh. We've just known each other a long time.
Hey, it's cool. Friends, you know, we won't tell anybody.
Secret safe here.
Stories are safe with us.
You hit it. You hit it. It's all good.
Well, thanks for coming, man. Connor, great catching up with you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, man, an honor and a privilege.
Hell yeah, dude.
I remember that. It was like, sign her arm. And you could just tell that she was not into it, and you could tell that she had no idea what was going on. And now it makes sense that she barely had ever listened to the show before.
You guys, like, branded her. Ugh.
And then I tried to get Drew to sign my arm, and the Sharpie wouldn't work.
It's true. I felt a little sweaty.
I felt like I was a raper, I think. Yeah, I was like, this doesn't feel right.
The cool feeling was all the ladies who listened to this show, who introduced us to their men. You could tell the man was not into us
at
all.
Yes, it was a cool feeling, though.
That's a great, like, a cuckolding feeling.
Well, and that's just really cool for those men, you know, to support their women and go out for a whole extravagant night for something that they're not into. So that shows that we've got good women with good men listening to us.
Agreed. Coming up next, It's Okay, It's Not Okay. And I'll tell you, our president wants to make this illegal. And I believe that it is a constitutional right, even though I would never do it. I don't encourage anybody to do it, but legally you have to be allowed to do this. But I think some of you will agree with banning it. Next on Drew Garabo Live. Truck month continues at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota, and that means big savings on the strongest and most dependable trucks on the road, like up to $12,000 off the 2018 Silverado. Drive the 2019 Silverado with 0% APR up to 72 months or lease for only $299 per month. With advanced technology, unmatched power, and more cargo volume than any truck out there. Only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval. 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.